You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
My bandmates suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck, and so do I.
Yeah, the first rule. You know, that is All My Friends Suck, and I am so excited because the first rule is going to be playing next Saturday, February 21st, at the Burr Oak for the Battle of the Bands, and I've loved the first rule, so I'm really happy to see them come out here. They're from Kenosha, I believe. They'll be traveling to Madison for that show, and speaking of that show, Soundcheck Entertainment and the Wisconsin area music industry have partnered to grow their annual Battle of the Bands to include Madison in 2026, and Madison's Battle of the Bands showcase will take place Saturday, February 21st at the Burr Oak on Winnebago Street here in Madison. On the phone with us from West Dallas, Wisconsin is Soundcheck Entertainment's Michael Grassman. Michael, welcome back to Mag Zinc Radio.
It is so great to be back. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, man. How you been doing? I mean, I think we last talked when you were having the Battle of the Bands last year.
We were doing, it might have been that one a year ago. So we were doing the first one, and we had bands coming in from all over the state, which is kind of what fueled it to become, instead of Battle of the Bands Milwaukee, it is now Battle of the Bands Wisconsin. And we've got bands coming from all over the state. Like you said, you got the first rule coming up from Kenosha.
Oh, yeah.
We got bands all over the area, and they did it last year. They participated last year, and they drove up and played in, I want to say Oconomowoc is where we had them.
Oh, but that's killer.
Yeah, their bands are from all over the state.
Michael, Soundcheck Entertainment does a lot more in Milwaukee's music scene than put on a Battle of the Bands events. Tell us about what you do at Soundcheck Entertainment and what you guys do in the Milwaukee music scene out there.
So me as a working musician and a production guy, you know, that's kind of how this whole thing got started. And then that parlayed into working with music venues and booking their bands and all that stuff. And then getting really invested into that and creating events and creating ideas and creating things that draw people out. That's kind of where this company has gone in the last couple of years. That's what the Battle of the Bands is now. From the Battle of the Bands, we've got another festival that kicked off this year called Guitar Town Festival in Waukesha.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Les Paul related, I'm imagining?
It is what Les Paul endorsed.
Wow.
Yeah, with Gibson Guitars, Les Paul, the Chad Smith Foundation from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wow.
This all came out of the first Battle of the Bands.
Wow.
From two guys, one judge and one performer. And they approached me about this idea, and we were like, dude, this is what we're doing. We're taking whatever this event can give us and make it the next thing.
That's really exciting. Now, Soundcheck Entertainment, you guys do lessons, PAs, and you also book a couple of Milwaukee clubs.
I do. I do book music for Polly's Pub and Eatery, which has won the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Venue of the Year 3 years in a row. That's our little flagship idea of a venue. You know how we do it. We kind of take that model and we took it to three other venues, and that's really proven to have some sustainable live music. And the obviously the goal from booking music at venues is how do we make it incorporate original music as well.
And I love Polly's Club because one of the ways that you guys do things is you book bands at the bar, but then there's shuttle buses that take people to concerts or Summerfest or, you know, all these different events around Milwaukee. But then you end up back at the bar where this band is playing, right?
Yeah, we call it Polly's Mass Transit System. He's got he's got four school buses, seven 15-passenger vans now.
Wow.
So anything that there's an event going on around town, even going to other big live music shows at other bars and clubs, you know, we're not afraid. We're not afraid to say we'll take you there and we'll bring you right back to where we are, because you're going to go spend money there, you're going to spend money here, and we're going to get you there, you know, safe and reliable.
What a concept. Soundcheck Entertainment and the Wisconsin area music industry are partners in the Battle of the Bands, and the first round was held at Oak Brewing in West Dallas.
Yeah.
Tell us about the first round and who won to move on to the finals that are going to be at Rally Point Station in Oconomowoc in March.
Yeah, so the first one was at Oak Brewery, which is a music venue that does book original music. So they have in-house production, great sound guy that night, Nathan, and then from Knievel, Knievelland Productions, he was our sound guy for there. But we had six bands perform. The band that won that round with the highest score that's moving on to the finale was called Whiskey and the Devil, and they were signed up to do last year, and they had a conflict and couldn't do it. And I was really excited that they came back and sailed right through. They're a super talented trio. And the other band that moved on is called Benjamin Trick, who is a local five-piece just rock and roll, little pop punk kind of band. So, you know, they're both totally different bands. I think the cool thing about the Battle of the Bands is that every band that participates is stage ready. These aren't bands that are just, you know, hammering around in their basements. This is going to be a show. This is going to be the Borough will have nine bands. We did have one drop out from an illness. But we will have nine phenomenally great Wisconsin original bands.
Now, what inspired Soundcheck and Whammy to bring around to Madison?
Well, last year when we did this, we had all these bands coming from all over the state, all the way from Eau Claire and Green Bay and Kenosha. So we saw it. The writing was on the wall. Like, we got to bring this to more cities. And obviously, if we do it in the same city every year, it's going to eventually, you know, you're going to run out of bands. So the idea was to keep growing, keep expanding. So even by the time we did the finale last year, we knew we were going to go bigger. And obviously, you got the Wisconsin area music industry. It's Wisconsin. It's not Milwaukee.
Yeah,
and
that's
right. That this can go with their partnership. They endorse our event. They are partnering with us in the way that they are just endorsing it by helping us reach more bands. The whole goal of this whole thing is not just a competition. This is a vehicle towards collaborating, networking. We've got professional videographers there taking video, creating content for these bands so that they do have something in their hands just by participating. And then we've got judges coming in like you guys to give us the best feedback that they can to go on to the next level.
That is awesome. Saturday, February 21st at the Burr Oak is the Madison round of the Battle of the Bands. Tell us about this next round. What can we expect at this show? And like you said, myself and Sean Michael Dargan are judges.
Yeah, it's going to be fast paced. It's going to be a long show because we've got nine bands. We were quite honestly blown away by the reaction we had from Madison. So it's going to be a packed night. We'll start at 7:30. So doors will probably open at 6:30, I believe. There's a $5 cover, kind of helps put on the whole show.
Yep.
But then every band is gonna have a little presentation behind them so that we can all find them, find their followings. We'll have TVs up with QR codes to every band. So I hope people are ready to scan QR codes, because that's my goal, is to make sure that everybody is finding these bands, to follow them, find their music on Spotify, find them on social media, and then come out and see them again when they have their actual shows.
And now two bands will advance from Madison, and then the finale that's out at Rally Point Station in Oconomowoc coming up in March. Tell us about that.
We did our finale there last year. We're, you know, good friends with the production team at Rally Point, and in my opinion, they're one of the best in the state. I mean, the Rally Point was owned and operated by a well-known musician from the band Disturbed, and Mike Wangren, the drummer of Disturbed, is going to be a judge at the finale.
Oh wow!
So we're gonna get some heavy hitter, some rock stars in there as a judge. But they designed a room that was catered to the best sound quality you can have. I mean, the walls have been sprayed with, you know, sound absorption material, and the PA there and the sound guys are just my good friends of mine, with Dan Henze and Michael Hart, are just amazing sound techs. So it's going to be a phenomenal big show.
It sounds like a lot of fun. March 27th at the Rally Point Station in Oconomowoc is the finals. And of course, the finale. And Saturday, yeah, February 21st, is the Madison edition of the Battle of the Bands. How do we keep up with the bands online, and how do we find out more about the Battle of the Bands?
Yep. So the Soundcheck Entertainment, our social media, Facebook and Instagram, is continuously promoting over the next 9 days who the bands are, where you can find them. We'll be tagging them. So you can find them, you can look at them. We're going to try to share more content by those bands. But yeah, social media is where we're at right now. We're kind of allowing ourselves into the animal of trying to push everything out there as much as we can for people to find.
Well, let's see who's fighting for this crown here in Madison. I see Dolt is playing, Valley Kill, The Gradation, Venus Drug, Rose from the Dead, Thorgrim, The Psyops, Stray Bales, The First Rule, and Mildew. One of those bands. Yeah. Which one canceled?
You know, I don't have my list in front of me right now.
Okay. Well, one of them canceled. So,
yeah.
$5, 9 bands, stakes are over $5,000 of prizes on the line, including studio time at Treehouse Studios and a slot at Summerfest. Yep. You know, Michael.
And the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award Show, the winner last year got a spot performing at that award show, and they're going to do it again this year.
Oh, there's very
so
cool.
Many opportunities that have spurred from this thing. It's just too many to even list right now.
And the Whammy Awards ceremony is going to be here in Madison at the Atwood Music Hall coming up in May.
And I'll be there too.
Awesome. Well, that sounds really good. Michael Grassman, Soundcheck Entertainment, The Battle of the Bands, happening February 21st at the Burroughs. Thank you so much for talking to us tonight from West Dallas. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. All right. Well, you know what? We have a song from one of the winners that's going to be at the Rally Point Station here in March. It's Benjamin Trick. They're from Milwaukee. This is called Stitches. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.